A couple of weeks ago at Burns Church, we talked about the importance of praying to God, about how it is we lift up our concerns. And perhaps what people forget is that an immensely important part of prayer is to be quiet and to listen, to accept what it is that God would offer to you. And I can't promise you that God will always speak in words. If you hear God in words, I want to talk to you, because that's a pretty amazing thing. For most of us, God speaks in other ways. It may be through what you feel as you pray. It may be in the warmth of a hug or a handshake from a friend or a loved one. It might be in the beauty of the Rocky Mountains. It might be in many other ways that God speaks to you. But it will only be communicated if you have ears and a heart to listen. The apostles had the amazing opportunity to walk for 3 years with Christ, to get to know Him personally, at least face to face. All of us have the same opportunity to get to know Him personally. But when they were confused, as was much of the time, they said, "Lord, how is it that we are to pray?" And Jesus was very kind and very specific. And He offered to them, as He offers to us, the Lord's Prayer. So let me ask you now in English, let us in a new way today together pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.